Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Major League Baseball held its All-Star Game in Miami earlier this month. And in a city where more than two-thirds of the population is Hispanic, the Latin American influence on the game was on full display. Before the game, living Latin American Hall of Famers and family members of deceased players threw out the ceremonial first pitch.
We are proud to welcome these baseball icons to the field. From Puerto Rico, Roberto Alomar. From the Dominican Republic, Pedro Martinez. And the newest member of the club from Puerto Rico, Ivan Rodriguez. Ladies and gentlemen, the Latin-born members of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
It was a fun day, but Dave Zirin says the celebration didn't address the whole complicated story of Latin Americans in pro baseball. Dave is sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast.
Latino, and by Latino, I mean Latin American-born players, now make up 29.5% of Major League Baseball players, and yet at the same time, there are no managers and no general managers of Latin American origin, and that's the first time in Major League Baseball that's been the case since 1991. And this is a big deal, because what we're talking about is not just a cultural schism, but we're talking about a historical schism as well, because baseball, it's often referred to as the America's pastime, as if it is just the United States. Yet baseball has been played in Latin America pretty much as long as it's been played in the United States, since the mid-19th century. And Major League Baseball's uneasy relationship with the fact that this is truly America's game in the broadest possible sense is a real problem, because it affects also how Major League Baseball markets its stars, and it affects, honestly, how players play on the field.
Well, let's go deeper than managers and general managers there. Talk about the players themselves and what does go on the field.
Absolutely. I mean, there is a tradition in Latin American baseball, and that's the idea of playing with flair, playing with swag, playing with the idea that baseball is a game that actually should be celebrated. You know, players throwing their bats, throwing their hats, really working the crowd, almost like a pro wrestling element to baseball itself. The idea that the hype is actually important and fan engagement is important. But in U.S. baseball's quote-unquote unwritten rules, even a slight deviation towards that kind of behavior means a ball's going to get thrown out of your head. You might be condemned by sports writers. And one of the problems with that is not just the cultural schism, which we discussed, but and also the safety of Latin American players if pitchers are throwing at their heads for doing a slow trot around the bases. But there's another aspect to it as well, because playing with that kind of flair actually connects really strongly with young fans. This is also about the future of Major League Baseball and whether it is or is not a dying sport.
Well, let's talk one of these differences, maybe specifically the bat flip. There's a lot of debate in baseball already between younger players and older players, younger pitchers and older pitchers. The younger guys, many of them say, yeah, I get the rules, I'll enforce the rules, but I just don't care as much as some 40-year-old reliever about a bat flip. I'm not going to throw in on a guy. Is this just something that's changing, regardless of the large proportions of Latin American players in the game?
I think it is, but it's happening, I think, even actually too slowly for Major League Baseball. And to take it to what you're saying, I think what you're seeing is not just these younger players resistant to the old school baseball ways, but let's remember, these are younger players also very influenced by social media, very influenced by the NBA, which has much more freedom in terms of what they allow players to do and how they are allowed to talk and dress. The example that I always give, I live in Washington, D.C., and if John Wall, the point guard for the Washington Wizards, walked into my kids' elementary school, there would be a riot. I mean, kids would be pouring out into the hallway just to get a glimpse of him. And if Bryce Harper walked into my kids' elementary school, he's the star slugger for the Washington Nationals, I think the school secretary would ask him to get a badge.
Oh, come on.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're making the point here, Dave, that baseball may be losing a good part of its appeal for younger fans. I think their ticket sales probably reflect that. At the same time, just sticking with the bat flip for a second, I mean, Jose Bautista on the Toronto Blue Jays had a famous, gigantic bat flip after hitting a monster home run walk-off in the ALCS last year. And it was celebrated. Nobody gave him a hard time for that.
It was polarizing more than it was celebrated. But let's remember what happened to Jose Bautista. He got punched in the face. by a player on the Texas Rangers. Interestingly, a Latino player whose name is Odor.
Right.
And what's so interesting about that is it shows the way the rules are enforced, this way of saying, if you are on this team, you will enforce these rules, and we're not going to accept any deviation from that, or you're not going to be seen as in the club, so to speak. And so that tension is very real, and that punch to the face, I thought, really said so much. And of course, you did have an older generation of sports writers and baseball people, certainly, who were absolutely appalled by the Batista flip. Meanwhile, it got shared a kajillion times on social media, and it was celebrated by precisely those kinds of millennial fans that baseball seems for some reason set upon alienating.
Part of what's standing in the way of Major League Baseball becoming more open and more sensitive to Latino culture and fans becoming more open to it is the idea that big league players, no matter who they are, already have it made. Nobody is concerned if Yasiel Puig comes to the United States and feels out of place because Yasiel Puig makes $80 million and poor baby.
Mm. The interesting point of your question is the title of Jackie Robinson's scathing memoir that he put out just a couple of years before he died was called I Never Had It Made. And it spoke exactly to the points that you just said, that Jackie Robinson was saying, even though I'm this star major leaguer, even though I've made money as a baseball player, even though it's afforded me so many opportunities, please know that being black in Major League Baseball also comes with a lot of pain and a lot of baggage and a lot of alienation. And I think we can fast forward that to the present day with a lot of these players. And Yasiel Puig is a great example to raise, because when Yasiel Puig came into Major League Baseball, again, it was that polarizing effect. He was almost like Jose Bautista's bat flip in human form. And I would argue that Yasiel Puig's career has been a disappointment. Like, we haven't gotten all out of Yasiel Puig that we could have gotten as baseball fans. And perhaps you can point to the fact that he's had to live a more constricted life on the field. So maybe the fans also suffer greatly, not just the players, from these kinds of constrictions.
Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.